You're watching Press TV World News. Welcome back, everyone. The Russian foreign minister has warned the U.S. sending troops to Syria can create the risk of a proxy war in the Middle East. Sergey Lavrov said that Washington has made the decision unilaterally and without any reference to the Syrian leadership. On Friday, U.S. President Barack Obama authorized sending around 50 U.S. special forces to northern Syria, and they'll serve as advisors to foreign-backed militants fighting the Syrian government. The move was heavily criticized by congressional Democrats, who believe the deployment is against Obama's promise to end U.S. involvement in regional wars. Now, Pentagon Chief Ashton Carter also said that the deployment will put U.S. forces in harm's way. And now for more on the story, we're joined out of Los Angeles by Mr. Stephen Kelly, former CIA and NSA contractor. Now, Mr. Kelly, Moscow blames the West for throwing a big wrench into its anti-terror campaign in Syria. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, I don't think they're really causing that much of a effect on the Russian campaign. I think they need to say this mainly for the purposes of a PR campaign and to point out what the U.S. is doing. But I think ultimately the American efforts are really a minor distraction for what the Russians are doing right now.
Right, and a year of supposedly attacking terrorist positions in Syria producing very little result. What is it about the Western approach in Syria that's keeping it from having conducted a more successful campaign?
Well, obviously they have no intention of actually fighting the extremists that they've trained and equipped, and as we see them scramble to drop 50 tons of resupplies to the terrorists here in the Syria theater as well as Iraq. Obviously, we can see what's going on here. Everybody knows right now. So the charade is really, it's over. They're continuing to do it with this no strike zone. Of course, Turkey certainly has its own agenda. The words coming out of Obama right now about boots on the ground, this is certainly troublesome, though.
And Mr. Kelly, now when it's seen that Russia is making good headway, why not cooperate with their campaign? I mean, is it a conflict of objectives here, or is it an attempt to save face for the West?
Well, certainly they can't cooperate because they do have these boots on the ground already. They've got people embedded with these very same terrorist groups, and they are taking casualties. So any cooperation would be directly cooperating against the CIA, and certainly they can't be doing that.
Thank you for your contribution to the program, sir. That's Mr. Stephen Kelly, former CIA NSA contractor, joining us out of Los Angeles.